Welcome back to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. Do you want to mention our newsletter, Read Instead? It's the best of the Price of Business digital network. Each week, we give you some of our favorite interviews, favorite content right there for your reading convenience. We don't deluge you with newsletters. It's one newsletter a week, and you can find it at readinstead.com. Marissa Gordon, she is a senior editor here on the Price of Business show and Price of Business Digital Network. She's got an ongoing series that she's doing, and this is the next one in that series. Thanks so much. On to you, Marissa.
Thanks, Kevin. On today's segment, I'm delighted to visit with Eileen Pincus of the Pincus Group. We are very interested in your thoughts on communication of the new normal, as will our audience. Let's start with a brief summary of what your company does.
Well, thanks, Marissa. Basically, we help executives all around the country and a little bit internationally to communicate a little bit better, whether that's presentation, speech. We're all former reporters, by the way, as well, so we also do media training. And in the Washington, D.C. area where I'm headquartered, we also help with some specific D.C. things like testimony training, congressional training, things like that.
That sounds exciting. At a time when so many complain of Zoom fatigue, you say that the problem isn't with the platform but with our expectations. Why?
You know, that's absolutely true. Each method of communication has its own advantages and disadvantages, and that was true even before the pandemic, although a lot of people didn't really give it much thought, but it's especially true now since so many things are virtual. So three things that I suggest right off the top that people do, ask yourself why you're presenting or speaking to anyone. Who that audience is specifically, everything you can know about them, and what you want them to remember. So who you're talking to, why, and what you want them to remember, which is basically your messaging. You know, we're all human. We're wired to gain all kinds of communication information from people in person, and that's not exactly the same kind of information we get when we're reading something alone for ourselves. So we get that, as I say. We already know that email doesn't always suffice, that a phone call may not always suffice to be understood. And we shouldn't be surprised to discover that remote communication has the same advantages and disadvantages. So we need to give a little bit more thought about how we're communicating and why.
I agree. What lessons can business leaders take from this last year of virtual communication when we're back in front of each other again?
Well, the lesson they shouldn't take is that unless you're in front of someone, things go horribly wrong. You shouldn't take that lesson away, despite the fact that so many people argue and complain and moan and groan about all the disadvantages of remote communication. You just have to be realistic. You have to know its limits, just like every other kind of communication. So when we're receiving information remotely, you just have to know there's a lot of other things competing for our attention. You know, I can't see if you're doing work on the side, if you're really paying attention, the way I could if you're actually sitting in front of me. So my best advice to the business world, business executives, is to try to give some thought to the format you're choosing and adjust your expectations and your approach to each. So if you have a lot of detailed, precise information to communicate, perhaps communicating that remotely isn't your best option. And if you do have to communicate remotely, try to go for a very, very higher line picture, higher level picture with very precise, clear communication, and then perhaps a follow-up in another format, such as written format, so people can be reminded of the detail. So when you're speaking to somebody remotely, keep it high level. You can bat around ideas. You can talk about parameters. But you have to keep in mind, people are not going to remember the detail of what was discussed in that kind of format. And you'll have better results if you keep things very tightly focused on what you want to accomplish, and you want to be realistic about what you can accomplish in that kind of format.
That is some fantastic advice. Can you provide our listeners with your website so they can get more information?
I sure could. Just visit us at www.thepeakisgroup.com, and we exist to help power up communications. You know, we've had some interesting discussions over the past months of this pandemic that we've been dealing with. A lot of people have spent many, many months adjusting to what I guess we're calling the new normal. And one of the downsides of that is that people are losing their confidence in their communications because they're not face-to-face anymore, and they're realizing, wow, I don't know what's happened to me. I'm having a very difficult time. So we've put everything online that we do. So we also train remotely while people are gearing up, if they are, to come back in person. So just know that if you're having those difficulties in communication, you know, your muscle memory is still there. It'll come back. Relax. You'll be fine. And we just need more time at it and more practice. We just forget how to do that, along with a lot of other things we've forgotten, like where the businesses are and where the makeup is.
Yes.
And
well, all those other thank things. You. Thank you, Eileen.
You're welcome, Marissa.
That's thepinkisgroup.com. thepinkisgroup.com. Back to you, Kevin.